Bar Chat.
British Bar Chat.
So I entered this like writing competition the other day, and well, a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Sent it off, but didn't hear anything back.
Oh, nothing at all?
No, nothing wrong.
Not even a thank you for entering?
No, they didn't even do that. So have you been in, ever entered the competitions?
Not recently, not for years. As a child, I remember entering the competitions in Blue Peter because you could win a Blue Peter badge, which was the best thing as a child.
Did you ever win one?
No. Surprisingly not.
In what competitions do you remember having entered in?
I think there was a writing competition. It was very nice. 100 words, maybe about your favourite thing to do, or a hobby, or a pet. I can't remember clearly. And then drawing. I'm not surprised I didn't win that, because I can't draw to save my life. Did you enter things as a child?
I don't remember having entered many competitions. I'm quite like, you know, sometimes they say writing with your opinions and you could win and such and such.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do that, but never ever. The last one I entered recently was an online thing. You had to vote for your favourite, it was from Body Shop, so it was vote for your favourite shampoo from the 1980s.
From the 1980s? What did you vote for?
This one called Ice Blue, I used to really like. And they took it away and then they brought it back. And now they say they're going to only have one of the 10 shampoos they brought back, only one's going to stay.
The one that wins in the
boats. Yeah, the one that wins in the boats gets to stay. And if you enter the competition, you could win a lifetime supply of shampoo.
So you definitely have to like the shampoo you vote for.
Yeah.
I don't. Competitions now, I just think I haven't been lucky until now, so there's not much point. Some people just get lucky every time.
Yeah. Let them know.
Yeah, like it's been a car or something.
Yeah.